This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. India's central government on Saturday urged states to be careful in reopening from COVID-19 lockdowns to prevent a resurgence of infections in the hard-hit country. Indian states are easing restrictions as a second wave of coronavirus infections appears to slow. The country is second only to the United States in confirmed infections at almost 30 million, with more than 385,000 deaths. Since the easing of restrictions, crowds and traffic have filled the streets and cities across India, threatening another spike in infections in the world's second most populous country. The government is telling states to regularly monitor adherence to COVID-19 guidelines, masks, hand hygiene, social distancing, and proper ventilation in closed spaces. The European Union's foreign policy chief Saturday berated Lebanese politicians for delays in forming a new cabinet, warning the union could impose sanctions on those behind the political stalemate in the crisis-hit country. Josep Borrell says Lebanese politicians should quickly form a new government, implement reforms, and reach a deal with the International Monetary Fund to start getting the country out of its paralyzing economic and financial crisis. It's been triggered by decades of corruption and mismanagement and began in late 2019, but intensified in recent months. The World Bank said earlier this month, the crisis is likely to rank as one of the worst the world has seen in more than 150 years, adding that the economy contracted 20% in 2020 and is expected to shrink more than 9% this year. Lebanon defaulted on paying back its debt for the first time in March while talks with the IMF on a bailout package stopped last year. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia's capital, Moscow, on Saturday reported a pandemic high for new coronavirus cases for the second consecutive day as the city's hospitals are flooded with new patients due to the Delta variant. The city registered more than 9,000 new coronavirus infections in 24 hours. Those figures have ballooned from just 3,000 daily 2 weeks ago, with the mayor of Moscow saying Friday that the highly infectious Delta variant, first identified in India, represents nearly 90% of new cases. The new wave of infections come as Russia's second city of St. Petersburg, the country's worst COVID hotspot after Moscow, is slated to host seven Euro 2020 matches, including a quarterfinal on July 2nd, expected to draw thousands of European football fans. Guinea's health ministry and the World Health Organization said on Saturday an Ebola outbreak, which started in February, infecting 16 and killing 12, has been declared over. Health authorities were able to move swiftly to tackle the resurgence of the virus after lessons learned from previous outbreaks in Guinea and the Democratic Republic of Congo. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said in a statement, quote, based on the lessons learned from the 2014 to 2016 outbreak and through rapid coordinated response efforts, Guinea managed to control the outbreak and prevent its spread beyond its borders. The Ebola outbreak in 2014 through 2016 killed more than 11,000 people, mostly in Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. The Palestinian Authority is calling off an agreement whereby Israel would transfer 1 million doses of coronavirus vaccines to it in exchange for a similar number later this year. The PA says the doses, which Israel began shipping to the occupied West Bank on Friday, are too close to expiring. Palestinian officials had come under heavy criticism on social media after the agreement was announced earlier Friday, with Palestinians accusing them of accepting subpar vaccines and suggesting they may not be effective. In announcing the agreement, Israel said the vaccines will expire soon without specifying the date. A senior U.S. general warned Friday that the, quote, wildfire of terrorism is sweeping across a band of Africa and needs the world's attention. He spoke at the close of a large-scale U.S.-led war games with American, Africa, and European troops. The African Lion war games, which lasted nearly 2 weeks, stretched across Morocco, a key U.S. ally, with smaller parts held in Tunisia and Senegal. The annual drills were skipped last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. General Stephen Townsend, head of the U.S. Africa Command, praised the work accomplished in the operations, but paints a dark picture of threats. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.